Our Lady, help of Christians, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Today, dear children and faithful, we have three things converging on the same day, liturgically speaking. First off, it's Rogation Wednesday. It's also the Vigil of the Ascension and the feast day of Our Lady, Help of Christians. And it's very fitting for all of these to fall together. In Rogation days, as Father Taranta talked about a bit, that we know that our main purpose for these days is that asking of the things that we need from God, that we're asking all of heaven for our needs, most especially spiritually, but also even physically, like the things of the crops that was a common intention of these three Rogation days. And we know that it's not just of God, but by all the intercession of everybody in heaven, Our Lady, the angels, and all of the saints, because we partake in that procession with the litany of the saints being sung, and we're asking every single one of them for a various number of intentions. And as intercessors go for our needs, there truly can be no greater intercessor for us than Our Lady herself. And today, it is under that title of Our Lady, Help of Christians, that we celebrate her, because this is one of the oldest titles that she has, and it really is all-encompassing, meaning that it covers everything. We are Christians, and Our Lady stands by to help us in whatever we need. The first time that it's known that the title of Our Lady, Help of Christians was ever used was by St. John Chrysostom in the year 345. So all the way back then. But it's carried on to us all the way today, and it didn't become a feast day in the church until 1815. So much time had passed. But there was a good reason for making it a feast at that time. In the early 1800s, Napoleon, who was the king of France and emperor, and he was really on a power hungry kick, and he was trying to seize up as much land and as much power as he could, and he kept crossing over into stepping on the rights of the church, and that made Pope Pius VII very upset, because it was his job to protect the rights of the church, most especially the spiritual rights of the church. And they kept getting into these fights until finally Napoleon decided that, you know, he had enough in dealing with that old priest, as he called him, and he kidnapped the Pope. Can you imagine? In 1808, he kidnapped the Pope and held him for several years in captivity, all the way up till 1814. Finally, with the help of the prayers of many, many people all throughout the church, in 1814, Pope Pius VII was finally set free, and he entered into Rome on the day of May 24th. Now, the church and the empire weren't completely at peace yet. It would take another year for that to happen. But when things finally started to settle down a bit, and Napoleon lost Waterloo, and the Vienna Treaty happened, finally, it was time for Pope Pius VII to thank Our Lady for her intercession. And he did so by creating the feast for all of the papal territories of Our Lady, Help of Christians. And it was to take place every year on May 24th, the anniversary day of his entrance back into the city of Rome. Now, ourselves, we need Our Lady's help in so many things. We look throughout history, everybody's needed Our Lady's help. Pope Pius VII, we saw, needed her help to be freed from captivity and to restore the church again. St. John Bosco was most devoted to Our Lady, Help of Christians, and he would ask her for everything that he needed. He asked her for help in taking care of the boys. He asked her for help in setting up and paying for, and for the success of all his oratories, his churches, and all of his religious communities that he set up. He completely trusted in her, so much so that even if he didn't have the money to build a church, he would go ahead and start building anyway, and trust that Our Lady would deliver him the money, and she never failed him, not a single time. And for us, our intentions are many in our lives and different. We all have our own intentions. But the one intention we can all unite behind, is having the same intention, is the need for us to save our souls, the need for us to get to heaven. Every one of us wants that. Every one of us strives at that, hopefully, as the highest of the goals in our lives. And today, being the vigil of the ascension of our Lord into heaven, is a great reminder of that very goal that we should storm heaven for. Our Lord, as we know, as we came through Lent, He suffered and he died for our sins. And then after Lent had finished on Easter Sunday, he rose again from the dead, fulfilling his promise, proving his divinity, and starting the church as we know it. And now, tomorrow, he ascends back into heaven, fulfilling that last piece of the puzzle to open the gates of heaven. He's the first one to go through again, and he opens it for all of us as long as we do as he wants us to do it, doing God's will in our life, living a grace-filled life, always trying to do good and avoid sin. And in order to get there, though, we need supernatural help. We need graces to help us get there. And those graces come from Our Lady. She is the giver of all graces, the mediatrix of all graces. And we ask her by our daily prayers for her help, for her intercession, to give us those graces that we need for anything in our life, but most especially to be able to save our souls, to merit from the passion and death of our Lord, to merit from the fruits of his resurrection, and finally his ascension, to join him again in heaven. This is what we turn to Our Lady for primarily. And we know by our faith and our trust in God and his Heavenly Mother that she always stands ready for us. She's always there as our helper. Our helper as us, we are Christians. So let's pray today to Our Lady, help of Christians, to help us, and never forget to let a single day go by without turning to her for her help and intercession. May God bless you in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.